USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The number of people filing first-time unemployment claims is up. Around 242,000 claims were made last week, up 13,000 from the previous week, according to the Labor Department numbers out today. That's slightly above analyst predictions of 240,000 claims. The report comes ahead of April's job numbers, which will be released tomorrow. Today is National Day of Prayer. The observance is designated by Congress and is always held the first Thursday of May. President Biden is required by law to sign a proclamation each year and encourage all Americans to pray. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is visiting the International Criminal Court today at The Hague in the Netherlands. The ICC accuses Russian President Vladimir Putin of war crimes in Ukraine. President Zelensky accuses Russians of committing more than 6,100 war crimes in April.
These Russian crimes led to the death of 207 Ukrainian civilians. Among them are 11 children.
A whistleblower is coming forward to share concerns regarding the actions taken by then-Vice President Joe Biden. USA's Lance Pry has details.
A whistleblower has come forward claiming President Biden was criminally involved in a pay-for-policy voting while vice president. The claim says the FBI and the Department of Justice had the information before the 2020 election. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has now issued a subpoena requiring the FBI to turn over the FD 1023 document to them. Senator Josh Hawley on Fox News.
Sunshine is the best disinfectant. We all need to see it. Let's get it all out there so people can see what the facts are.
Star Wars fans around the world are celebrating today, May 4th. May the 4th be with you. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Banning gas stoves was once called a right-wing conspiracy theory by the White House. Well, now New York is the first state in the nation to actually ban gas stoves.
A new state law will outlaw natural gas and other fossil fuels in most new buildings, including gas stoves and furnaces, and propane heating. Lawmakers hope the move will force people to use more climate-friendly appliances like induction stoves and heat pumps. The new law applies to all new buildings shorter than 7 stories by 2026, and then includes taller buildings by 2029. I'm John Schaefer.
19 Republican state attorneys general said that J.P. Morgan Chase debanked several organizations because of their conservative and religious orientations. The officials said in a letter to J.P. Morgan Chase that the National Committee for Religious Freedom had its Chase account nixed and was asked to provide a list of donors to the firm. Two other Chase firms also revoked accounts opened by other conservative and Christian groups. Vermont Republican Governor Phil Scott signed a bill allowing people who don't live in the state to take part in the state's assisted suicide law. Vermont legalized assisted suicide in 2013, but this new law became the first state in the nation to change its legislation to allow doctors to end the lives of people living out of state. Tim Berg, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.